Welcome, everybody, to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. This week, I want to talk about several topics, one being trust issues that oftentimes we have had because of maybe perhaps broken trust. But it's a topic that I think we can really talk about for probably the rest of the year and how to navigate really the process of pain and really navigate the process of problems. And how do we understand trust? And when I really don't understand why oftentimes God allows things, how can we trust? We have trust issues oftentimes. And I probably can say it like this, that what we don't trust, we start to control. And pride oftentimes controls. My Spanish version of The Power of Humility and the Destruction of Pride has just been released. And I really can't get over the fact that God really works in a heart that is humble. But pride oftentimes just controls. We have a control issue because we don't really trust. And when we don't understand why God allows bad things, or why does God allow hard things to happen in our lives, it can cause some trust issues in our lives. Perhaps we've been through broken trust in the past. Somebody broke our trust. And it's hard to process now hard things, because how can we trust God when things are allowed? And when things are allowed in our lives that have been difficult, like loss, or things are allowed in our lives, right? Just like difficult situations, and it brings forth this sense of anger. We can ask that question, how can I trust, right? How can I trust this process in its fullness when things that are difficult and hard have been allowed? And how can I trust God in those times? Because oftentimes what is handed to us, the difficult, the hard stuff, the problems, our brains have a hard time processing that. You know, it leaves us with a feeling of unfairness or bitter feelings. And we can say it like this, when things that are traumatic, when hard things are allowed, trauma, hard things, it's two parts. There's a fact in it, right? It's factual. We are going through it. It's hard. This is the facts. But it also has a two-part, which is the impact. And it leaves us with this impact. The impact is different. I can't have a response in the impact of just spiritually bypassing it and just, you know, just trust God, you know, trust God's will. I can't do that because the impact is different. The impact of the hard thing, the impact, the processing that hard part, right, is different. It's kind of like there's a factual and there's an impact. So I can't just bypass it. And when I look at David's story in the Bible, who wrote, and he was a narrator of David's rise and fall. Psalms are written in that narrative story of David's rise and fall. So much of what David writes is really him wrestling with trust. It's really David talking about trust with God. You know, he talks about how God chose him, God anointed him, God appointed him. And he's like, you put the kingdom, God, you know, and in my hands, but yet I'm running for my life, which is my wilderness. You know, you put the kingdom in my hands, yet I'm having to run away because my enemies are constantly nipping at me and taunting me. And like, this is really hard to process. And the impact of what I'm going through is really hard. So he's really wrestling with trusting God, and he has a tough way to live. It's like, God, this is tough. I can't imagine what David was sitting in, you know, having to sit through the unjust things that were occurring in his life. And he says, how can this be? And it leads him to distrust. And it's typically an issue of me, myself, and I really distrust. When we have a hard time trusting God, it's really typically an issue of me, myself, and I. I'm the one you know, that was wronged. I'm the one that's having to deal with these consequences. This is an issue of distrust, you know? And it's hard for David to understand that. It's hard for David to unpack that. So really, you see these Psalms and it's a wrestling match of David having to trust God and really a surrendered heart and a surrendered mind, a yielding mind that just says, God, have your way. It's a heart that really yields and turns towards God. That's why I think it's so important for us to have a yielded mind, one that says, God, I don't understand, but here it is. A contrite heart where you're no longer wrestling with me, myself, and I, but a really broken heart, a surrendered heart that turns away from reason. It turns away from that carnal nature and it turns towards God. That's why surrender and yieldedness is really something that God just would never deny, because it is the heart, the nature. He teaches us how to navigate through the hard stuff, through the traumatic stuff that have had an impact in our lives where we don't no longer wrestle, but it's in yielded form. And I think that's important because this is the road to repentance. It is repentance. It is a yieldedness to God where you're no longer going to wrestle. You're not avenging yourself. You're not wrestling anymore. And that's key. That's going to be key for you to navigate trust back with God. This is the road to peace. It's the road. The yielding is really the road to peace. I think of, Romans chapter 12, verse 19, where it says, don't avenge yourselves, but leave room for God's wrath. And it's really a proper response, right? And it leads us to this place of grace where now we can trust God. We live from a place of peace, where you understand that wound, that from that traumatic event, from that hard place, right, is really in the yielding. God can heal those places in that yielding place. And trust is hard sometimes. It's hard for us to trust. Sometimes we enter into this fear. Fear speaks loud oftentimes, and we just have this trust issue, right? But for whatever reason, there's this seamless connection in the Bible between fear and worship and actually trust. What you fear will actually influence what you worship. So what you worship will be proven by what you trust. God is constantly looking for trust in his people because our trust really mirrors who he is, that he's the most reliable one, that he is trustworthy. And so when you look at David and all the trauma that he faced and the hard stuff and processing it, right, you can see his conflict in his life, but then he winds up yielding and surrendering, and he yields what he doesn't understand. He yields his heart. It becomes broken in the wilderness, and then he enters into a trust with God. And when we have trust issues, again, it's really a trust issue of me, myself, and I. I don't trust myself. In turn, it is affecting my trust with God because there's fear at the heart. Oftentimes, when we have issues of surrender and we are just fighting with ourselves, it's really inconsistent with how he thinks. And the antidote is really trust and love. I love the way Paul talks to the Galatian church, because he talked about them as being one in faith through love. And here is God wanting to build this community of love and faith because it started to connect them back to God, to trusting God and no longer fearing. You see, what you fear is what you trust, and what you trust is what you become like. And Paul, starts to talk to them about them trusting in their gods, right? If I fear, then I'm not going to trust. And so it's important for us to really locate our fears in the processes of trauma and the processes of what we're going through, and locate those fears, because fear is very real. In Psalms 115, verse 8, it says, those whom Israel trusted in, the implication is that those who worship idolatry, right, who worship false gods, it really doesn't give a person, right, making that idol that blinds us. We lose our inability to be able to see correctly. And when we pick up these fears in the midst of our traumas and we can't trust God, we have a hard time. It becomes a wrestling match. We can't really see. We lose sight. We lose track of God's voice. And we lose sight of really our trust in God. And trust, you know, really is a big issue when it comes to walking out a process. Trust really allows me to see correctly. But if I lose my sight, my perception, and I can't see my way out because I'm fearing, I'm scared of the results, I'm afraid of what's going to happen, then it undermines my trust. That's why the proverb says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he really is the God of peace. All your heart. It says surrender all of it. Trust the Lord your God with all your heart. All of it, not half of it. Oftentimes we are trusting him with half of our heart, but in this case, it's all your heart, meaning it's an absolute surrender. Again, it goes back to this surrender. And you look at the Psalms, and there was such a wrestling match in David's life to trust God, because he oftentimes feared. He feared Saul. And think of the things. That's why it's important for you to locate your fears, your worries, your anxiety. Like, what are you really afraid of that's not letting you surrender? Fear, worry, and anxiety really gives us this false sense of being responsible. And it's really a counterfeit responsibility, because we're taking on a responsibility that he did not give us. It doesn't mean that I don't take ownership of my own decisions and issues, but really worry, anxiety, and fear give place to me to put trust in something else other than God. So locate your fears. Why is it hard for you to surrender? What is the fear there? What are you worried about? What are you anxious about? You're putting your trust in something else, and it doesn't allow you to trust God fully. Well, it happens to all of us, truly. But he says, trust in the Lord your God with all your heart. That is an absolute surrender. Trust in the Lord with all your heart is surrender completely. Do not lean on your own understanding speaks of really don't feed into that which is undermining your faith. It's robbing you of your destiny. It's that part of you that's thinking in your, you know, you're leaning on your own understanding. You're seeing it from a perspective of your own acknowledgement, your own thought processes, you know. That's why it requires a renewal of the mind, because you start to adopt, the renewed mind really adopts a new perspective. It looks in terms of heaven. And when you think of really the mind, right, do not lean on your own understanding. It's going to go back to this place of, okay, what am I thinking about? Because I'm really not seeing it or thinking of this situation, this process, this trauma in the perspective of heaven, God's perspective, how he sees it. And then in Romans 8, it says that the mind is really at war with God. So there's really no middle ground. What I'm trying to say is your mind is either being renewed or is really at war with God in the middle of your trauma. Happened to David. And it says, do not lean on your own understanding. So if you've been leaning on your own understanding, you're seeing it from the perspective of how terrible it is, right? Because again, we understand that there's an impact to what you're going through. It's impacting you in a way that now you're seeing it from this perspective of like, you know, what's going to happen. That's where it's fear-based. But when you see it from an earthly perspective, right, it's hard to really sit in obedience towards God. It's, you see it from your own understanding, it's going to be fear-based. When you see it from your own understanding, it's going to be a conflict internally. But our lives really have to yield and surrender. That's really the key to how you process trauma, how you process the hard stuff, how you process a difficult situation. If you're going to enter into a trust with God, then it really requires a yielding and a surrender. And what does that look like? Well, I give it to him completely. I hand it to him. It's kind of like casting the reel and you're going to go fishing. You just cast it out and then you're resting in him. And that really proves, right? It proves God's will in that place. David had to do it continuously. It is not a one-time event. It's not a one-time thing that you do, but it's really a yielding and a surrender of heart. It's a yielding and a surrender of thought where you say, I don't understand it. I'm not going to lean in my own understanding. Now, it's very easy to say it, right? But when you're encountering a trauma or you're encountering a hard situation, let's say, for instance, you got a really bad report from the doctor and now you're sitting in this report pondering what's going to happen to your life. I received a really sad message on my social media from an individual who said that they were now faced with cancer. Very life-threatening situation. In that case, it's easy to go into leaning on your own understanding. In your own understanding, you start to ponder what's going to happen. The imagination starts to, you know, really go crazy at that point where you start to maybe already see yourself in a deathbed. You start to think of the worst case scenario. You start to go into fear mode. David was like that. You see, David wrote the Psalms and he was very much in conflict with himself. He pondered about the bad things, like David's gonna, you know, David's sitting there in the wilderness and he's pondering if it's going to be his last day. He's thinking about Saul and how Saul is going to just come and just destroy his life and kill him. He thought about his enemies and he pondered all of that. He was leaning in his own understanding. And, but it's, you know, that scripture just comes to mind, in all your ways, acknowledge him. You acknowledge God. It's like, how can I trust him with this hard stuff when he's allowed these things to happen? And oftentimes that can really cause a lot of unsettling, bitter feelings, resentment. You know, those are questions to ask yourself, I think, in the process of you going through difficult situations. Like, are you bitter because God has allowed that situation in your life? And that's really a trust issue. And when we have trust issues with God, it's really an issue and a matter of me, myself, and I. Why do I have a trust issue? Am I bitter about the fact that God allowed this situation in my life? It's really an issue of me, myself, and I. Am I really offended with God because he's allowed these things to happen? And that is an issue of heart. And that's why yielding it to God and really going, God, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. And that's an issue of me. It goes back to me, myself, and I. You know, if you've lost a loved one, you know, that's where you have to go, God, can I trust you? Because you've allowed this situation to happen. That is not an issue of God. That is an issue of me, myself, and I. That I have to ask, why do I not trust God in this situation? What about this situation made me question now God, where I was okay? I cannot spiritually bypass that. I cannot just say, well, I'm fine. No, no, the impact is having an impact on me. And I need to ask myself the question, why is it impacting me this way, this blow? The reality is this, but the impact is this. And cognitively, what is happening to me mentally? That is making me question now my trust with God. I am questioning God. This is all my faith. You know, listeners, you have a faith side to you. And you maybe find yourself pondering, can I trust God? And absolutely you can. You absolutely can trust God. He is trustworthy, worthy to be trusted. And he definitely can be trusted. He's not trying to lead you in a bad direction. As a matter of fact, that scripture actually tells us, right? Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And Romans 12 talks about that, right? Where he says, and you can actually prove the will of God. What is his will? It's good, it's pleasing, and it's good. It's good. His will is good. He's not trying to hurt you. If he's allowed some things to happen, he didn't cause them. But if he's allowed some things to happen, then you can trust that the outcome is going to be good. Repentance actually is the key, because repentance is a yielding. It's a transformation of how you've been thinking about that situation. You know, it's important. You know, I was just reading about, and it kind of goes with what we're talking about today. But, you know, because the body keeps score. The body does keep score. A lot of the things that are happening in our body, it does keep score. But I found it interesting. I don't know if this is for any of my listeners, but, you know, repentance, because it goes hand in hand with repentance. But I was reading about Crohn's disease, which is really the body turning against itself. It's kind of like when somebody who criticizes themselves, you're really turning against yourself. We're doing something in the spirit that sometimes in the physical body will follow suit. And when you repent, you're really dislodging, you dislodge with something that wants to destroy you. When you repent, you're really dislodging from the very thing that wants to destroy you. And so repentance is giving me access. You know, it's really saying, God, I don't want to think this way. I'm sorry if I have not trusted you. Sometimes we think this way. Oh, God, I did it again. I'm so sorry. And, you know, but you've got to get to the root of what is going on. You've got to get to the root of why you're having a hard time processing trauma. Why are you having a hard time trusting God? What are the trust issues there? What is really there? You got to get to these roots, because if not, you're not going to dislodge anything. It's important to really talk about and think about your trust issues, because it's really an issue of me, myself, and I. David would best be your perfect example in the scriptures, because he really wrestled with himself. He found himself trusting God, not trusting God. And the reason why is, when you get to the root, he had a lot of issues in his family lineage, even with his father. He was very much rejected by his brothers. And you could see that in Samuel. And he carried some trauma himself. Maybe that's perhaps why he had some trust issues, because he had daddy issues. And that's a lot of deep work that we have to dive into, because if we don't, we're going to repeat the patterns. We're going to have trust issues with ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust God. We don't trust others. And it's such a wrestling match. And again, it can go back to what I just mentioned about, I found it interesting when I was really reading that Crohn's disease, it's really your body turning against yourself. You know, could your thoughts be turning against you? You know, it's your own thoughts who you, by the way, have control over, but they're turning against you. Crohn's disease is one of those things where it's turning against your own body. Something is turning against your own body. Your body is turning against your body. You know, it's kind of like, a perfect example is when somebody is just constantly criticizing themselves, like, you have turned against yourself. And what happens when you turn against yourself? Well, we're doing something in the spiritual, that something is happening in my body. And so the spiritual, actually, all of the things that are happening in our soul is actually can, you know, sometimes in the physical body, it'll follow suit. And so repentance, yielding, surrender are your antidotes, you know, where you just say, I give up. But then sometimes we're struggling in the yielding, we're struggling in the surrender. It can really cause this rebellion and resistance against our God, because we have trust issues, and It's hard to repent. It's hard to just let it go. But could it be that your root and why you're having a hard time really just repenting and yielding and surrendering is because you have a trust issue with God? So in summary, the issue is a trust issue. I don't trust God. And why is that? Well, that could probably be an issue of me, myself, and I. And repentance will be the key, because you're dislodging from something that wants to destroy you. And so that would be the key. So I just want to really encourage everybody that's having some trust issues with God, and because of the impact of the process that you're having to go through, because of the impact that you're having in this trauma that you're going through, in the hardship that you're going through, trust in God is going to be key. That's your place of rest. That's your place of faith. That is the antidote to everything. That you may not understand your wilderness. You may not understand the conflict that you're going through, but one thing you can do is just trust God. And trusting God happens in the yielding and in the surrender. And trusting Him that the process is going to do something and produce something in you that without the process, it would not be able to produce. But in order for that to happen, you really have to take a good look inside and not just say, yeah, I trust God in word. And then the heart is really not trusting. And how do you know that? Well, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of worry, and you're not yielding it to God. That would tell me that you're really not trusting God. You're saying it with words, but the fear is telling you otherwise. The anxiety is telling you otherwise. And that worry is telling you otherwise. So I would really dive in and just say, God, I repent because I have not been trusting you in this process.